When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I hope that you do feel welcome, and I hope that you do feel at home here.
Well, you're awesome. I have to meet the rest of the people in the building. So,
they're a nightmare.
But if I get to come into work every morning and see that smile, I think my day is always going to start on a good note. So,
that's very sweet of you to say thank you. Okay. All right. We're going to get down to business now. You ready?
Bring it. I'm an open book.
Dude, today is National Tell the Truth Day.
All right.
Because every day needs a thing.
Is it really National? I thought you just made that up.
Nope. It's true. It's true. National Tell the Truth Day. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions and you have to answer. And they're very personal questions.
Okay.
Are
I got
you ready?
It. Go for it. Let's see how personal you're going to get.
All right. Have you ever punched a walrus in the face?
I punched a guy who looked like a walrus, but I would never hit an animal. I love animals.
That's actually the perfect answer. Have you ever eaten a Cooper cheese frittata off the belly of a bison?
Don't know what that is. So no, not off the belly of a bison. But
okay.
I mean, I'm vegetarian. As long as I'm vegetarian, then I would.
You are crushing this game. Have you ever purchased a bedazzled corset from Dolly Parton's garage sale?
Why are these questions coming from? How did you get my eBay account? How do you know I have Dolly Parton?
Be honest. You're under the lights of interrogation.
Dolly Parton? No. If it was like J-Lo, maybe.
All right, guy.
Dolly's like 100.
She's still hot. This is a final question that is real. This is a real question. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Yes.
Tell me.
No. No. yeah, I was doing what's called a mile swim. So I was swimming for a mile and it was in this big, big lake. So I was trying to get a merit badge for some of my Boy Scouts and I was a lifeguard. So I'm very good at swimming. But something happened in the water and I started getting stomach spasms and I couldn't breathe. And because I couldn't breathe, I panicked. And because I panicked, I was like, and I'm a lifeguard, by the way. But because I panicked and my body was never used to that, it got to the point where I was like drinking a little water.
No.
And then once I gulped that one thing of water, I guess my instincts kicked in and I just started doing all of the natural like lifeguard stuff. But at one point it was like, I'm the one that's supposed to save people and I'm out here drowning. But it was just this weird spasm stuff. And I've never understood what it was. And it's scared me ever since.
Oh, that's horrible. How scary.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's a near-death experience, but I was robbed at gunpoint. Is that near death?
Jeez, that's worse than the drowning thing. What?
Yeah, well, I grew up in the Bronx. I mean,
oh my gosh. That's awful.
Yeah, I was on the subway with my brother. My brother's like 6 years older than me. I think I was like, you know, 8, and you know, he was a teenager, 14. We just got back from the ninja store, like we called it. We went to get ninja stars and nunchucks, and we were about to get onto the train, and this guy comes up behind us with the gun. He's like, give me what's in your bag and give me your money. And I'm like, I just instantly started crying. I was like,
you're a kid. Who does that to a kid?
I was 8 years old. Yeah, my brother's 14.
Did you give him your ninja star?
So my brother had the bag. And my brother he has an anger problem, so he did not give him the bag. And the guy grabbed the bag from my brother, and my brother hit him. And then the guy started running away. But it was just very scary to have a gun pointed at you when you're 8 years old. And in your head, you're like, I just got these ninja stars. I want to use them right now to protect myself.
Oh, my gosh. Buddy, you might have a million stories that I need to hear about. This is crazy.
Oh, you have no idea the amount of stories I have from my childhood.
How are you not scarred from that? I would be scarred from that.
Yeah, I'm broken. I'm definitely broken. You'll find that out. I am a broken individual. You'll figure that out about me.
Should have stuck with the questions about Dolly Parton's corset.